So I want to talk today about some of the reasons why the S stays S's and what an S can do to go to the B. So Diane has some examples of what, if you're in the S quadrant right now, or you're thinking of going from E, S to the B, listen up. Diane, what were some of the things you found that keeps people small in small business?
You know, one of the first things is that I see people try to save money by doing everything themselves.
Amen. S stands for self-employed, I'm going to do it on my own.
It also stands for Superman, because they think they can do it all themselves.
I always crack up. They want to do everything on their own. And the number one thing they try and do is their bookkeeping.
And the fact of the matter is that unless you're going to start a business as an accountant, why do you need to learn how to do debits and credits and the fundamental piece of this? Now, that might sound like a little contrast to what we were saying earlier, where Robert needs to go through his financial statements and is telling people to understand cash flow management. There's a lot of difference between understanding how the money flows and actually knowing the how-to. Hire someone to do the how-to.
Right. It was one of the biggest lessons I learned painfully, again, learning versus education. The learning was painful when I tried to keep my own books. Then I found out my first bookkeeper only cost $10 an hour. I couldn't believe it. I thought I died and went to heaven. This bookkeeper comes in, and she was just great. She'd been doing it for 40 years. She sat down, got all my little receipts, put them all in a nice little stack, which I'm the messiest person on planet Earth. She put it all in order and gave me the statement. It would take me a week to do what she did in 2 hours. It cost me $20, I think. Whatever it wasn't the money. It was the pain, frustration, you know, the guilt. Oh, I've got to do my books. It took away from my main job, which is to go out and make money. So that was probably one of the most important lessons I learned. So for those of you out there who, even if you're in the E quadrant, get yourself a bookkeeper and have them help keep your records.
There's actually two important reasons for doing that. First of all, they already know this. They know how to do the skill, and so they're going to do it better than you are. But the second one, and this might be even more important, that isn't why you're doing the business to learn how to be a bookkeeper. In Robert's case, he is an excellent salesperson. He knows how to sell. He knows how to market. But if he's sitting there trying to do his books when he could hire someone at $10 an hour or even $20 an hour, well, that doesn't make sense. He can go out and instead do something else that generates $10,000 an hour.
The story I tell is one day my disposal broke in my apartment. And I was broke. I was really, you know, I was still in the Marine Corps at the time. I decided I was going to save money. So I took the disposal and got my handy tool set. I took the disposal off, went down to the local hardware store, bought a disposal. 2 weeks or 3 weeks later, I don't remember, that disposal was still not hooked up. And every day I come home, I couldn't use my sink. I couldn't use my disposal. And every night I'd sit there for hours instead of enjoying myself. I'm trying to hook this disposal up. Finally, out of desperation, I called the plumber. He came up. 2 minutes later, whap, it was out. He says, how much did you pay for the disposal? I think I paid $65. He says, I could have got it for you for $30. And I went, what? He says, yeah, it would have cost you $40. I would have done it for you and be over with. And it was like the light. I went, holy mackerel, how many times am I going to get this lesson that trying to save money is not sometimes the smartest thing to do? You need to know how to spend. That's what you said earlier. There's good expenses and bad expenses, and good expenses make you rich. When I meet people who are managing real estate, they try and do it on their own. They actually go around and collect the rent. I mean, can you think of anything more depressing than going around knocking on doors and telling somebody, if you don't pay me money, I'm going to evict you? I had a friend who does that. He got out of the real estate business simply because he hated collecting rent. I said, why don't you get a property manager? Classic word. I'm trying to save money. That is absolutely insanity. Just the other day, I went to this doctor to find out why I was gaining so much weight. He says, what do you do? I said, well, I get up and I don't eat because I think if I don't eat, I'll lose weight. He says, that's why you're gaining weight. And it's such a reversal of thinking. He says, if you want to lose weight, you have to eat. Because the moment you stop eating, your body shuts down. It starts eating muscle mass, not fat. He says, if you want to lose weight, eat 3 or 4 meals a day, but eat smaller meals. And what I was doing by trying to diet, you know, was gorging at night. And that's what a lot of people do when they're in small businesses. They save money in the wrong places instead of spend money appropriately. It's like diets and, you know, diet and health and wealth are very much the same, and you really do need to change some of your habits. So reason number one, Diane is saying, the reason small business stays small is they sometimes try and save money in the wrong places. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. We've got lots of examples of that.